Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for this opportunity you have given us again, even to share the word of life with your people. Lord, I ask, O God, for all those who are listening to your word today, that Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be greater blessings in their life. Lord, turn their life around. Father, please visit them and do new things. Touch every life that has not known you. Lord, and grant all those who need miracle of healing and of provision as we share the word in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says the entrance of your life brings light. Lord, let the entrance of your word bring goodness into their lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me welcome you to this wonderful program on radio called Church on Air. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his mercies. Thank God for all those who are following us. And thank God for all those that came even to the office for prayer last Friday. To God be the glory. And I am sure if you make a step of faith and you come for this program every Friday by 10 o'clock, I am sure that there is a blessing for you. And I know that you will carry a new testimony in the name of Jesus. So I expect you, and as you come, the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. For some times now, we have been sharing on a new glory. Probably today might be my last day sharing this one with you before we move to another topic by the grace of God next Saturday. Now, today, let us share together on the secret of greater glory. The secret of a new glory. The secret of getting to a new glory of life. That is, we can say, keys to accessing greater glory of God. So what are the keys? What are the secrets? And let me tell you that there is no success without secret. You know, no success without secret. You need to know some things, you know, so that you can become, you know, what you should be. You know, when you have, you know, a secret, then it means then therefore that you can move forward in life. You know, because, you know, I need to tell you that there is no possibility without responsibility. You know, so for God to give you a key, it means that he wants to use it for something glorious in your life. Hallelujah. Let's take off. Let's open the book of Haggai. Haggai chapter number 2. Let's read verse 9. Haggai chapter 2 verse 9.
The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts.
In this place. You know, God was saying that the glory of today we shall be greater than that of yesterday. So it means that, you know, you are going from glory to glory. Every day you are to increase. Every day you are to double up. Every day you are to flow up in glory. So it means that every day is your day of testimony. Are you seeing that? Now, what am I trying to say this morning is that, you know, greater glory or new glory is God's will for you. Can you see? It's God's will for you. God's will for you is to enjoy, you know, greater benefit of his power, greater benefits of his provision, greater benefits of his breakthrough, greater benefits of every good things that comes from God. So God says that, you know, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. You will never have a better yesterday. That's what the Bible is saying this morning. He said that in the Bible said, and in this place I will give peace. In this place, in your life, in your tabernacle, you know, there's a glory of God coming upon your life today. You will know no sickness again. You will not be, you know, a victim again, a victim of affliction, a victim of destruction, but you'll be going from glory to glory. So it shall be for your children. They'll be going from glory to glory. They'll be, you know, they will have great opportunities, you know, and so it shall be in the name of Jesus. I say, so it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. So, what are the secrets? into greater glory. How can you assess? You know, I want you to know that this topic is so important. And I want you, you know, if you can write things down this morning, I want you to write down. Because God is speaking to you to catapult you to a new level in life. To catapult you to a new glory in life. He wants to change, you know, your status. He wants to change your level. He wants to do, you know, what he has proposed to do. Look. Your destiny is changing as you follow up this morning. And you will give God the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. For you to, you know, to have keys into a new glory, you must have passion for God. You must have passion. Every man has passion for one thing. Now, what do you have passion for? You know, what do you have passion for? So, you know, for you to access greater glory or a new glory, you must have passion for the God of glory. So that, you know, as you have passion for him, glory flows into your life. Hallelujah. Now, let's see the Bible, Exodus chapter 33. Exodus 33, can we read verse number 18, Exodus 33, verse 18.
And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory.
That was Moses, you know. Moses was so passionate for God's thing. You know, he abandoned Egypt. He abandoned everything. He abandoned his work. He abandoned this and that for God. You know, he put God first. You know, ready to do the will of God above every other thing. Can you see? He has great passion. What's your passion? Some people, their passion is for money. Some, their passion is fashion. Some, their passion is for food. Some, their passion is for something else. Now, what is your passion? Now, do you have passion for God? Can you see now? You know, so that was why Moses could pray. You know, and he was talking to God. He said, I beseech you, show me God your glory. That is, thank God for the glory you have given to me. I want a new one. You know, he was saying that I want a new glory. I want a higher glory. No, thank God for what God has done for you. I give God the glory. But do you know what now? He can do more. He can do more. I see God doing better things in your life. I see God doing new things for you in this new month. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, Moses cried, Lord, I beseech thee, show me your glory. Can you see? So passionate for God. So interested in the things of God. You know, it's so aggressive for God. Until you are for God, glory will not be imparted. Can you see? Until you are for God. Until you run away, you know, you are for God and you push away every sin. You know, when you doggedly serve God, when you are totally committed to God, you will see his glory coming upon you. Can you see now? When Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, when they were totally committed to God, you see the glory of God here. But the moment they commit themselves to the devil, they obey the devil, sin rubbed away the glory. You know, the glory in their life, you know, was rubbish, was rubbed off. Bible says, you know, we can't be in sin and say grace to prosper. Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, sin is the enemy of glory. Can you see? Sin destroy glory. That is why it's when you follow the devil, when you follow sin, the glory of God in your life will be rubbished. But the moment you follow God, you go after God, I tell you that you'll be moving from glory to glory. And that is your portion in the name of Jesus. I pray this morning that as you hear this broadcast, your glory will increase. You are moving from glory to glory. You will have new testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm 63. Let's see what David is saying there. You know, Psalm 63 from verse 1 to 2. Psalm 63 from verse 1 to 2.
O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary.
Can you see that David has great passion for God? Can you see? He has wonderful passion. He said, Oh God, thou at my God. Can you see? You are my God. I have surrendered my life to you. Now, if you are passionate unto God, then number one thing is that you must give your life to Jesus. Jesus must be your Lord. He must be your Savior. He must be your director. You must submit everything to Him. Can you see now? Now, that is the beginning of glory. Glory comes through salvation. You know, glory of God is for you, but you must be a friend of God. Are you born again? You know, are you walking with God? So He said, oh God, thou art my God. You know, you must surrender to God. Now, like I said, He says, early will I seek thee. You know, God is number one. Number one thing to do in a day is God. Bible says, in the beginning, God. You know, every beginning of every day of your life must start with God. That one shows that you are passionate for God. You know, some people wake up in the morning without prayers. Some people wake up in the morning, they don't even appreciate God. They are not thankful. They wake up like animals. You know, how can that God that you don't appreciate, you know, help you? If you don't know how to appreciate, you will start to depreciate. You know, so He said, early in the morning, early will I seek you. Are you an early seeker? You know, do you acknowledge God anytime you wake up from your sleep? Are you teaching your children how to also, you know, acknowledge God every day? Can you see now? He now says, my soul thirsted for thee. What are you thirsting after? Some people wake up in the morning. They will wake up with the eagerness of more money. Some will wake up with the eagerness for sin. Thirsty for sin. Huh? This should not be so. You know, David said, you know, my soul thirsted for thee. My soul thirsted for, you know, your heart must thirst for God. Your soul must thirst for the word of God. You know, the word of God must be paramount in your life. Your life must be nevertheless at the word of God. That is what the word of God says. That is what you rest upon. That is what you surrender to. Everything about the word. What is the word of God saying concerning your situation? That is what you rely upon. Can you see now? So He said, my soul thirsted for thee. Can you see? He said, my flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Can you see, you know, the passion of David for God? Do you have the same passion? Do you have passion, you know, to study His word? Do you have passion to pray unto Him? Do you have passion for the work of God? Now, why should God grant you access into His glory when there is no passion? You know? How? Now, can you see? Let me say this one. Your passion for God determines your portion with God. Your passion for God. Are you following me now? Your passion for God shows or determines your passion with God. What you will get from God. You know what determines it? Your passion. I will see you after this time out. In the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng. www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Welcome back in the name of Jesus. This morning, we are talking on secrets of greater glory or secret into a new glory. I will say it also means keys to accessing a new glory. Number one thing we say, no passion, no portion. If you have no passion for God, you will not have portion with Him. Number two thing, you know, for you to enter into a new glory, you must follow God's pattern or plan for your life. You must follow God's pattern. And God's pattern for your life is inside the word. God's pattern for your life is a blueprint in the word of God. What the word of God says is what God wants from you. You know, God's pattern. Now let's open to the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 40. Exodus 40. Can we read from verse 33 to 35? Exodus 40, 33 to 35. Yes.
And he reared up the court round about the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation, because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
Why did the glory of the tabernacle? Because Moses built the tabernacle according to the pattern that God gave him. No, so if you don't follow God's pattern for your life, the glory of God will not fill it. Bible says, you know, Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation. Why? Because the cloud abode thereof, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. If you want the glory of God to fill your life, then you must walk in the pattern of your life, in the pattern of the word of God. Can you see now? Now, let me say this so very, very well. And I want to say that following God's pattern attracts his glory. When you follow God's pattern, you attract his glory. When you follow God's specimen, you know, when you follow God's pattern, you make God to be glad about your life. You know, so follow God's. Number three thing, you know, to enter into any glory is that the praise of God command the glory of God. Those who praise him, they bring down his glory. You know, I wonder why people go to church when they are finished praise and worship. To do what? To do what? You know, because, you know, when you praise him, you bring down his glory. Bible says in the book of Psalm 22 that God dwells, we are in the praise of his people. You see? So, the more you praise him, the greater glory comes upon your life. You see people in the Bible praising God? When you see, you know, Joshua, when they want the wall of Jericho to fall down, what happened? They were praising God. As they are praising him, the glory of God came down and the wall came down. In the days of Hezekiah, you know, they were praising God and their enemies were fighting each other. Now, why can't you learn? Like, why can't you stop complaining? Stop grumbling and start to praise. He that praise, God will raise. If you can praise God in every situation of your life, you will see God raising you. Can I say this unto you? That to praise God unconditionally is to see his glory abundantly. To praise God unconditionally, to praise God, you know, in every situation, either it is good or that bad, is to see the manifestation of his abundant glory. Now, in your situation, why can't you start to praise him? Why can't you start to beautify his holiness? So, you know, praising God, the beauty of his holiness attracts his glory. Let's see also Exodus 15, let's say verse 11. Exodus chapter 15, verse number 11, yes.
Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?
That was when Moses saw his glory. Can you see? He turned to praise. Can you see? When God came and make them to pass through the Red Sea. I prophesy to you as we hear this morning. Every hindrance before you, now start to pass through in the name of Jesus. Anything that stands as Red Sea, as obstacle in your life this morning, I prophesy to you. Now start to move over every obstacle of life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it shall be. So praising God bring down his glory. Let's see 2 Chronicles, the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 5. Let's see verses 13 and 14. 2 Chronicles, chapter 5, 13 and 14, yes.
It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instrument of music, and praise the Lord, saying, for his good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by the reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord has filled the house of God.
Oh, that was when Solomon was dedicating the temple. And you see, he also built the temple to the glory of God. So as they were there that day, dedicated the temple, and you know, the trumpeters were there, the singers were there, every one of them, you know, with one voice, they were praising the Lord. And as they are doing that, the glory of God came down. A church that prays in is a church that commands his glory. A church that prays in. You know, I wonder why people don't praise in. The church that prays in. So as Solomon and the priest, as they are praising God, the glory of God fill the house. I pray, may the glory of God fill your life. You know, I pray as you praise him, as you praise his most holy name, as you praise his name, miracles start to happen in your life. Miracles start to happen in your home, in your upon your children. No matter the information, no matter the news, no matter what you are hearing, start to praise him. Number four thing that can make you to enter into his glory is unconditional obedience to God's word. Unconditional obedience. You know, unconditional obedience. Now, look at John chapter 2. John chapter 2. Can we read verse 5 now? John chapter 2, verse 5. Yes.
His mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he said unto you, do it.
Wow. Can you see? His servant, the servant of Jesus, you know, his mother said to them, you know, he said, look, oh, whatsoever he said to you, do it. Was it can be meaningful, it can be useless, it can be senseless. Anything he says you do, hear me. If you want to use your common sense to follow Jesus, your common sense is not powerful enough to search for him. So many a time Jesus come out in a way you don't understand. No, Bible is saying Mary told his disciples, anything he says you should do, do it. Now look at the verse 11. What does it say? Yes.
This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him.
Why? Because Jesus Christ told them things that is not is unusual. He told them to fill the water pot. Those water pots are for purifying. Jesus converted that to what? You know, into his glory. And what happened? He told his disciples, he said, draw out now the water and give it to the governor of the feast. Give water. Immediately they obey. When as they are taking the water to what? To the governor of the feast, the water turned to wine. Can you see? So it is your obedience that opens your miracle. Your obedience brings down the glory of God. And that is why you must obey. Why? Because to obey God is to see his glory manifested. In the Bible, all those that obey him, they saw his glory. Now man obey him, he saw his glory manifested. Every other person, anyone that obey him, a glory will follow. Why can't you obey him? Obey God, you know, because where the obedience of God is confirmed, is the glory of God is on the ground. You know, where the obedience of God is confirmed, you will see the glory attached to it. And finally, for today, how to accept greater glory is your faith in God's ability. You must have faith in God. You must have faith in the ability of God, that God is able. My God is able. He's able to help you. My God is able to turn your situation around. God is able. Look at John. John chapter 11. Hear me. I don't know what you are passing through this morning. I don't know your problem this morning. But one thing I want you to know is that God is able. He's able. I mean it. He's able. Is able to help you no matter how powerful, in quote, your problem is. God is able to dissolve it. Now, John 11, let's read verse number 40. Yes, John 11, 40.
Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?
If you can believe, matter. You that you are hearing me this morning, if you can believe, you will see the glory of God. And you know what now? That day they saw his glory. Why? Because Lazarus, who was dead for 4 days, came around, rose up. Anything that is dead in you, dead in your life, dead in your business, as you obey God this morning, let there be resurrection. Let there be life. Let the power of God take over right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Your faith in God. You know, put the manifestation of his glory. So, to see greater glory, you must operate in greater faith. To see greater glory, you must operate in greater grace. I want to thank God this morning for this word of God has sent to us. I want you to know that it's your turn. You are going to higher glory. You are going to greater glory. A new glory is your portion. Don't forget, tomorrow will be wonderful in the church. By 8 o'clock, come and enter to this new glory as we partake in fellowship with God. May the Lord be with you and bless you. Thank you for giving me your attention. God bless you in Jesus' name.
For free prayer and counseling, send a reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for Our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for Our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.